Hello, I'm CJ Baumgartner. Welcome back to another edition of Amateur Hour, where we take a look at the scores and updates over the weekend in local amateur baseball games in central Minnesota. It was a hot and sticky weekend across the region, but that didn't stop local baseball teams from getting in some games over the weekend. And before we get into those games, we want to officially announce the Superstation K106 Amateur Hour Town Ball Tour 2025. Kyle Gilsine will be going around the region for a game of the week to highlight the local town ball scene. A full schedule will be coming later this week. Let's recap all of the weekend's action. On Wednesday, June 18th, Clarissa got a 10-0 victory over Dent in 7 innings. Then on Friday, June 20th, New York Mills got an 11-7 victory over Perham thanks to Bodie Roberts with a walk-off grand slam to lift the Millers in a highly contested high 10 matchup. The Millers had a team effort on the mound as Logan Small went the first inning, Darren Gaudette threw the next four, Austin Manival cleaned up the final four innings to get the win on the mound, and it's a big win for the Millers, not only getting a season sweep of the Pirates, but they end one of their longest losing streaks in recent years, according to Coach Gaudette. Then on Saturday, June 21st, Clarissa gets a 10-1 victory over Vergas in Vergas. The Flyers make it 2 wins in a row thanks to some red-hot hitting. Parker Duncan goes 4 strong innings on the mound. Kobe Hinsman and Ryan Rydell finish the game on the bump as well. And for Midway, playing down in the Freeport tournament, they played the St. Nick Knicks. How about that for a name? It was the Knicks getting a 9-5 victory over the Snurdbirds as they competed this weekend in the Freeport tournament. Then on Sunday, June 22nd, Bluffton gets a 3-1 victory over Urbank as Isaac Kalawuski got his first career amateur win, going 5 strong innings for the Braves. And then a 2-1 victory for Bluffton over Deer Creek as they get a sweep of sorts on the day with a win over the Shockers. Connor Davis goes for driving in 4 of the 5 runs on the day for the Braves. Tyson Bartle goes 8 strong with Peyton Rondesvet slamming the door in the 9th inning. And for Urbank, they also got another victory on the weekend with a 15-5 win over Kensington. It was close until it wasn't. Urbank used an 11-run 8th inning to run away and beat Kensington with the mercy rule. Mason Basil knocks his first amateur home run to give the Bombers the lead on a 3-run shot, and they didn't look back. That's a full recap of all of this weekend's games. Remember, if you're a coach, player, or fan, call 218-631-1804. Leave a message on your voicemail with your team's score and or any notable achievements for a chance to be featured on the segment. More information can be found online at wadenaradio.com or the Superstation K106 mobile app or by following SportsCow on Facebook. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.